On this episode of Leadership That Makes You Money.
We all face the same struggles, and that's finding and retaining talent. And then once you have talent, how do you get that talent to perform to the maximum of their ability? We're a management consulting firm. We represent companies from 2 to 200 million in core coaching analytics product offering. I have a theory that if you do thought leadership first, then people become accustomed to that brand.
Okay, everyone, we're going live in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Leadership That Makes You Money with Dr. Richard K. Nongard, the weekly podcast where you discover the secrets that executives and entrepreneurs use to create, sustain, and expand business that is successful, purposeful, and profitable. And here's your host, Dr. Richard K. Nongard.
Welcome aboard to another edition of the Leadership That Makes You Money podcast. And today I'm excited. I'm with Mr. Rob Brayman, and he is a principal in Cogent Analytics in Greensboro, North Carolina. He has a longstanding history as an entrepreneur, and he's been personally responsible for the development and growth of 3 directly owned and successful startups. He has a passion for small and mid-market segments of business. Over the last 15 years, he's worked directly with business owners to improve their strategic planning, their operations, assist in growth, and business development. He's engaged with over 1,000 businesses across the United States on a personal level to help further the interests of business owners like himself. And he has a great background, a husband of 20 years, a father of 2. But Mr. Brayman's absolute commitment to family, community, and his employees is an unquestionable aspect of his leadership. And so I'm excited to talk to him. He's a former Marine, and welcome aboard, Rob Brayman. Thank you for being with us today.
Richard, I greatly appreciate you having me on the show today.
You know, we were talking a little bit before the show about aspects of leadership and personal experiences. And I know you have a passion for leadership really as a core foundation of your business consulting. How is it that you came to the recognition that leadership training and coaching and engagement was really the most important factor in working with businesses?
So if we were to dial back the clock 30, I guess, gosh, I lose count sometimes. This is 2018, so 30 years, 29 years since I've been out of the military.
Yeah, I have to measure everything by how old my kids are.
That's right. How many gray hairs have sprouted over time? So I was with 1st Battalion, 5th Special Forces Group, which is Special Operations Command. It's also the Army. And I don't want to offend all of your Marine listeners because I was in the Army and I was with Special Operations Command.
Oh, okay. So you're like my son, who's also also Army. He's infantry.
A proud Army guy. That's right. So when you're in the military, and I think in business, the root of your personality is born out of your experiences early in life. And for me, that was military service. And when I got out of the military, initially, I really started out with a J-O-B, as most people do in their 20s, and they start figuring out their career. But the principles of leadership with me, most especially, started through military service and carried on into the building of 3 companies prior to Cogent Analytics, and now Cogent Analytics being the 4th. What I've learned in that 30-year tenure is that people who come to work for you, it's a symbiosis. It's a symbiotic relationship between employee and employer. And motivating people to rise to their pinnacle of opportune success mostly is driven by their embracing of the core mission of the company, the vision of the company, where it's going, the fairness or what I'll call judicious attitude from leadership, and people at its core being inspired to perform at higher levels. You can demand for only so long. You know, I always give my people an anecdotal metaphor where there's 2 types of leaders. There's the guy that stands at the top of the hill and tells everybody to run faster. And then there's the leader that runs down to the last guy and says, come on, I'll run with you. And what I've found in life is that whether I'm working with a client or I'm working with my own team, if I'm very, very clear about what my reasonable expectations are for decent performance, and then more importantly, what does it mean to them? What does it mean to their career? What does it mean to the furtherance of the mission of the company? when they embrace the mission and the vision and make it better. So I think it's a more inclusive servant leadership style. And I would directly tie a line back to my military experience and how that's evolved over time.
Now, you've said what a lot of people, other people have said in regards to the success of business, those words, vision and mission. How do you get buy-in from every level of stakeholder within the organizations you work with to share the vision and to share the mission?
So we're consistent, starting with my directorship team on down to that second tier of leadership. It's incumbent upon every group of leaders to have core mission statement and be able to develop off of that core mission statement where people are participating in the development of that vision and mission for the company. And I hate to go that broad on you, but I would put it in its most simplistic terms. Great vision is not created solely by leadership. Great vision is created by the entirety of the organization.
No, absolutely. I mean, being able to co-create a vision allows everybody to step into it together.
Inspires organic growth, right? Because you all, and what most often happens, and we've grown from 6 employees April of 2014 to over 120 employees here in October of 2018. So in a very short window of time, we've not only had to identify leaders, but organically grow leadership from within the organization and be able to promote people into positions where they become the drumbeat. And that's critical to any company, is to getting people inspired to maintain the balance of that drumbeat that you started when you were much smaller.
How has leadership played into the fast growth of your company? Because that's really an exponential growth rate, 6 to over 100, within a couple year period.
It's been critical. We have a leadership conversation every week. And one of the key identifiers that come out of each and every one of those meetings is, who do we believe is both inspired and driven to the next level? If you hire right and you're understanding of the fact that when you make a hiring decision, that it shouldn't be an irrational decision where you're plugging a hole. It should be a more rational decision based on skill set and, more importantly, culture. I see a lot of people, especially clients that we advise, that will make irrational decisions because of crisis hiring. People will hire somebody and then quit hiring instead of hiring forever. I think you should always be looking for good talent, and you should be always raising. You know, there's an expression that I use that says, raise others up and you will rise. And that's a belief that we have from within Cogent Analytics. Whether we're raising a client, whether we're raising an employee, whether we're, you know, even integrated into the personal nature, because when employees work with or for you, they also bring all of the external life influencers with them when they come to work. So as an employer, you have to be concerned not just on the professional nature, but you have to show a genuine concern to a limit of the personal nature of anybody who engages with you. It's critically important that people that are employed by you in that symbiosis also understand that you care in its most simplistic sense.
Absolutely. Now, I have your website open. It's cogentanalytics.com for anybody who wants to check it out. And it's really a rich website with a lot of different things on it that share the ideas that you find valuable, the services that you offer. Can you tell me a little bit about Cogent Analytics and specifically what it does to come alongside small and medium-sized businesses to help them create success?
So I do a learning lesson with every employee in this firm, talking about the core pillars of business. It starts with business development, organization, operation, and measurement. And measurement can either be financial in nature or operational in nature. But those four pillars all contribute to profitability of an organization, and which profit should be engineered. So if you look at the core platform that we try to teach with small business owners, we are hyper-focused in those core areas, notwithstanding the fact that we have another group of what I will call strategic partners. What we're ultimately attempting to do for a client, because clients struggle every day. Small business owners fight the fight. They're honorable, they're decent, they're hardworking, they care about their companies, they care about their people, and you get caught up in the thick of thin things. So many occasions you'll see professionals in support of the clients that we represent that are not the best of, much like employees might not be the best of. But we focus on those core four pillars in the process of profit engineering, because a small business owner's profit goes to their retirement, it goes to retiring debt, it goes to growth, it goes to the equity value of their investment. And anytime you have lethargy in any one of the four pillars, what is first impacted by that effort is profitability or return on investment. So when we represent a client, we do a discovery, usually 2 to 3 days, to uncover areas of impingement that are going on within the business. And we look to make those recommendations with our clients so that they and their team can, A, participate in the discovery, but more importantly, come out of the discovery process with a map or a plan or a vision for how they might be able to make those corrections, even if it does not include Cogent Analytics and advice long term. But the key, the pinion to Cogent Analytics has been long-term representation in our lifecycle process, which means even when we conclude the initial fix, we are continually working with our clients ongoing to make sure they stay on track and that the change was durable. And I hope that wasn't a lot of words without clarity.
Well, no, it was great stuff. You know, I think that any time we can work with a business to help them find money that's already on the table as the opening for the relationship, it'll create a long-term relationship with a satisfied customer.
Health and welfare is my key focus. Small business owners are by and large, Richard, the most underserviced group. You know, we will hire an accountant, we will hire an attorney. Most often we don't manage the relationship with the accountant or the attorney unless we're in dire need of their services. What we want to do is be a client-based focused professional group as opposed to a project-based professional group, which is what you see in most consultancies. They'll go in and do a thing. And then that book ends up gathering dust on the back shelf and not truly getting implemented, or more importantly, the change management process isn't seen to fruition. Our goal ultimately is financial success of our clients, because through their success, obviously they retain us. And we continue that mission and marching forward, whether it's scalability. And that's how I look at it, right? You have to have scalability in your company. You have to have the right people in the right chairs. You have to have operational efficiencies that maximize both your people and your business development structure. And you have to put key performance indicators and financial metrics in place that allow you, the owner, control. So in its most simplistic sense, that's what I think we do in the form of empowerment, is give people control back over their company. And to me, that is leadership in its truest sense.
Absolutely. I agree 1,000%. And it reminded me of something important, and that is to send a fruitcake or a fruit basket to my accountant for the holiday season this year, because what you said about small businesses is true. My accountant, my attorney, and my insurance guy are the three people I talk to most often to support the health of my business. But being able to create a broader network of other professionals who can come alongside and support really is the key to creating a sustainable business.
Well, I've got an interesting perspective for you. When you begin in my line of work, from operational efficiency basis, most clients will look at their business, and because it's their passion and it's their baby, when you start opening the breastplate to what those inefficiencies or deficiencies that are going on, it becomes personal. Underperformance in any nature of business, even if you have the best organization on the planet, you're going to end up with inefficiencies in your organization, in your process, in your business development. We see that 100% of the time with every client that we do a discovery with. The real tough part is the psychology and the sociology that goes along with how people make those changes. You know, either they're reticent to deal with the issues, or they've attempted to deal with the issues a number of occasions and been unsuccessful, and they keep coming back to the same level of insanity. Where we try to do as an independent, because we're not vested in that business in the way of being an equity partner, we're vested from, we can take an external view looking inwardly and advise a client to most often things that they're aware of but not had success in changing, or more importantly, items that they were unaware of because they're sitting in the middle of the forest.
Sure. Now, there are other companies in the same consulting space. What makes Cogent Analytics different from other consulting firms?
I worked for another consultancy for 11 years of my life as a business analyst. And one of the reasons why Cogent Analytics was started, aside from my natural proclivity to want to build something under my own vision, was not just the firm I worked for, but many of the firms in the market space appear to me to be more driven about the billable hour than they were the success of the client. That a lot of guarantees are made up front, but the follow through post project, the connectivity and the long term professional advisor relationship that would be normal with an accountant or attorney was not exhibited well in the consulting world from the firms that are out there representing small business owners. So I turned that on its head. I wanted to be a little bit of a disruptor where I could change the message from what I call, you know, the almost hit it and get it relationship with a client to something that is sustainable, something that is professional in nature, sustainable in nature, and an advisory service second to none. So aside from our core offering, what we tried to do in those strategic partners, because people don't source their strategic representatives, we've tried to also surround us with IT services, marketing, tax advisory services. You see all those things on our website. But what we did was we vetted these professionals and we said, if based on our core values and our mission statement, who would best represent our clients in tandem with us? And that's where I think we get really good input in client sustainability.
What are the core values of your company? You talked about a code of honor being important to your plan and to your team. Can you talk a little bit about those within your organization?
Our leadership principle starts with something that I've embraced for almost the entirety of my life, and it was something that came out of the military. But it's honor, courage, wisdom, faith, perseverance, and loyalty, which are the tenets of strength and character. So I'll do that again: honor, courage, wisdom, faith, perseverance, and loyalty. And honor is right at the very top. You know, you've got to live your life based on a set of core principles. And I would say for any CEO listening to this, if you have not well defined those core principles of your organization or core principles of your leadership style, I might recommend that is one of the most immediate things that should be defined for you, because it will impact how you interact with people you're in charge of leading, and it will definitely have an impact on the leaders that you groom and grow in your organization, so that alignment with your own core principles is maintained. So for me, it's honor, courage, wisdom, faith, perseverance, and love.
The outcome of that is, you know, what I refer to as joy at work. Dennis Bakke wrote a book titled Joy at Work. He was the former CEO of AEP, you know, electric utility. And that whole idea of joy at work extends to everybody, from the CEO to the custodian to every other stakeholder, the board members, the community, etc. When the values within an organization are well defined and lived out, when that alignment takes place. And I'm sure that by stressing that code of honor within your organization, you probably have a lot of joy at work. You enjoy your job. The people who you employ enjoy their job, and the companies you work with enjoy probably having you over.
Well, I tell everybody that I'm trying to build a family that acts like a business from time to time. You know, our country went through kind of a generational shift from people used to go to work and work someplace for 30 or 40 years, and they would retire from that place. And then we went through a more transitional period, probably starting in the mid 80s through probably early 2000s. And what we're starting to see is a transition back to how do I get the highest performance out of the people that I have in my company? More importantly, how do I retain them? Because sourcing new people and getting them trained up and getting them adhering to policy and embracing the vision is always a great challenge for anybody listening to this podcast. Yeah, whether it's me or somebody else listening today, we all face the same struggles, and that's finding and retaining talent. And then once you have talent, how do you get that talent to perform to the maximum of their ability? And it really starts with hiring practice and then management practice or leadership practice from within. And that really is mission, vision, statement, and then embracing and making it better.
Now, on your website, you actually have a resource tab that has just a ton of true resources. And this is something that I always love to see in other businesses, people who are willing to give away their secrets. You've done that in the resource section through podcasts that you've done, through articles that have been done, white papers. What are some of those resources that an entrepreneur, a business executive can access that would be really of value to them in moving forward at this point?
So I'm a diehard believer in thought leadership. I think that if people want to do business with Cogent Analytics, I have no objection in our entire marketing strategy, whether it's social media, website, articles in trade magazines. You know, we're always looking to improve a small business, even if they want to do it themselves. I think through all of the material that we put out there, what should be born out of that is people realizing that we want the tools to be first. We want their improvement to be first. And we're definitely willing to give them every resource that they could possibly need should they choose to do it of their own accord. And then make the recommendation at the end of the day that the value of an independent professional advice is, even when you're doing it yourself, you don't want to have to hack and slash your way through the jungle. Occasionally, somebody can show you the footpath. And I think that's where we're good from best in practice. We've represented thousands of clients. You can imagine we've seen all the areas to do it well and all of the areas that are not so much. So if all of our white papers are born out of case studies and clients that we've represented, all of our articles that we've written are the same, all the blogs that we've written are the same, and we've got hundreds of blogs out there now, white papers, testimonials, you know, so I would recommend for anybody to vet those tools and use them, you know, from cash management to putting together a business development strategy to strategic planning to how do you manage the growth of your equity to how are you facing challenges with human resources and hiring. I frankly believe that if you give people information, they're going to come back to you and say, okay, well, I need a little help. You know, it's more of a hand up, not a handout.
Absolutely. And that, you know, I think that's a reflection of your personal values and the leadership style as well. You know, one of the resources I found on your website that I loved was the method sheet, which is a pictorial representation of work. And it's short, it's an easy read, but it discusses the important aspects of verification, quality check, really the concept of work. It's truly a great resource for anyone looking for a strategy that can improve the bottom line.
Absolutely. One of the fundamental principles, and I think you're referring to the process map that we put together.
Yeah, Vincent Bonner was a project director that put it together, and it's just a great, a very short read, but a great resource.
We try to keep, and thank you for that, by the way, and I will share that with Vince. We try to keep most of the things we put out there for our clients as quick reads, again, thought leadership to kind of inspire a direction. I don't want to cheat and point you to my favorites. I would recommend that if you just go on the resource tab and you go to the knowledge base, there are a bevy of really good insights.
A ton of resources. Now, you've talked about your company positioning itself as a thought leader in this consulting space, but I'm sensing that your goal is to really help those who you're working with become thought leaders in their space.
Absolutely. Right. It goes to the raise others up and you will rise. So the same core principles that I embrace, I think you would find from any project director in this firm. The whole inspiration to representing small business owners is that, you know, these are families. These are husbands, wives, core partners, father, son, daughter, mom and daughter. You know, it's a dynamic workspace as a small business owner. And in reality, you've got to be able to do one great challenge with that small business owner and get them, because people come from not business backgrounds. They come from an expertise. They're great technical expertise in what they do. And the management of the business and the growing of the team and the managing the equity value of their company and how does succession look? those things that we try to teach our business owners and give them back the control ultimately makes them stronger, makes them more profitable, gives them better market share. That is my rainbows, kitties, and kites.
Well, I've been talking today to Rob Brayman of Cogent Analytics, and it's been great speaking with you today. I really appreciate what you've shared with the listeners, and I really have an admiration for your work and for the company. For people who want more information, again, the website, cogentanalytics.com. Rob, is there another way to get a hold of you, or is this the best way?
If you go to cogentanalytics.com, you can also contact us, sign up for our newsletter. We're always putting thought leadership out in every newsletter. But info at Cogent Analytics, you know, one of the things that I've done in previous podcasts is if people are interested in doing a discovery, it's usually a 2 to 3 day process. If you go to info at Cogent Analytics, one of the team members will immediately contact you and kind of give you a greater insight to how the process works. And we're usually doing that 2 to 3 day process with every client for a $1,200 discovery fee. That covers core costs, and it's an amazing experience with you and your organization. So please follow up with us. I don't mean to sound salesy in today's podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Well, I'll do the sales for you, because I can't imagine that there's any greater value than bringing in an outside vantage point for $1,200. I mean, I've blown $1,200 on things a lot less important than 2 or 3 days with somebody who can truly show me some solutions. So I would encourage people to certainly take advantage of that offer.
Go into it with an open mind, an open heart, and participation, and I think you will be shocked about what you learn, not just about your organization, your company, but really create some strategic ideas about where to go forward from there. And if we could be of that service, I'd be more than happy to represent.
Well, Rob, it's been fantastic talking to you, and thank you for sharing your expertise today.
Richard, God bless. I appreciate you having me on.
You've been listening to the Leadership That Makes You Money podcast with Dr. Richard K. Nongard. Join us each week as Dr. Nongard connects you with leaders from around the globe to help you and your business into prosperity. For more real-world strategies, previous shows, and free resources to activate your highest level of potential and help you make more money, visit us online at leadershipthatmakesyoumoney.com. That's leadershipthatmakesyoumoney.com.